This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we show you tomorrow's news tonight right here on the program, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, just because we should mention this right off the bat and get this off the plate, yesterday the decision was made to ask the National Guard to remain in Washington, D.C. for another 60 days. The Capitol Police want 5,000 National Guardsmen kept there. And Lieutenant General retired Russell Honore has said that they want to create a Capitol Riot Task Force known as Force 16 as a quick response force for anything inside the Capitol area at Washington, D.C.
Remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, it's kind of ironic that Force 16 for January 6th.
Look, they're not gonna let up with this.
Nope.
And I would say that this essentially shuts down any public access to the People's House.
Right.
And I believe that if I were a member of the media, a legitimate member of the media,
mm-hmm.
If there is such a thing.
Yeah.
I believe I would be challenging the White House because this cat that Nancy Pelosi went out and got to lead this, he has zero use for any Republicans.
Correct.
Zero.
Correct.
And remember, you know, you got a Biden administration that said, oh, yeah, we have a little tolerance. We're going to be undivided. I will work for both, you know, all Americans, whether you voted for me or not, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nancy is not following that. So maybe maybe somebody needs to ask the White House what their position is on that now.
Yeah, you're right. And I believe the Senate is in session right now and has been all night long. They're reading aloud all the 648 pages.
They expect that to be 10 hours worth of reading.
And then sometime later today, they'll start their debate on the
20 hours of 20 hours of debate.
Right, on the COVID stimulus bill. So this is going to go well into Saturday.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So do we expect a vote on, because by the way, go ahead.
I have no idea when a vote will come, but Ron Johnson was the one that demanded that this bill be read.
Right.
And I don't know who's sitting in the chamber, you know, that's even listening to it. But, you know, you've always got members of Congress in both chambers that vote on measures that never even read the bill. And then, and very often they don't even have time to read the bill. You know, how often has that happened? That, you know, the bill shows up and they schedule a vote and they've had, you know, it shows up 5 minutes before the vote is scheduled and the bill's 1,179 pages or something. This is a situation here where Senator Ron Johnson is saying, all right, we're reading it, and if you don't know what's in it, it's your own fault, and you voted on something, you have no idea what's in it, meaning all the fancy earmarks and stupid spending that they've got in there. So this is something that we little people out here need to be writing down, especially too, with not just on the $1.9 trillion spending thing, but also with H.R. 1. Because all of these Democrats that have voted for this, this tells us right here, it's a reason to vote them out of office.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, well, very quickly, the name-calling, Texas Governor Greg Abbott turned around and called Joe Biden a Neanderthal for the comments he was making about the folks in Texas because of the fact that he called them Neanderthals yesterday. But he went after Biden because he says, hell, you guys are releasing COVID-positive migrants into the United States and not even telling us where they're going.
Well, let's remember about 3 weeks ago, I think it was, that a member of the White House press was, first of all, they were going to be suspended without pay, but then it got changed to that they accepted his resignation because
right.
of the disrespect that he had on the way that he was treating a member of the press.
Yep.
And Biden said, I'll fire anybody because he disrespected right there.
Yeah. All right. Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, go over to her website, FoundersCode.com, sign up for daily sit rep, and check out and see all the different things that she puts out there. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website, FoundersCode.com, and sign up for the daily sit rep that she puts out there and all the great articles that when she writes them, you'll be able to find out what's going on when she knows. Okay, the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, I'm going to read you exactly what was said here by the leading Democrat in New York State. He said, if one more woman emerges, the political career of Governor Cuomo is over.
Which is ridiculous. Is there a quota?
Well, I know, but, I mean, that's a comment.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Look, the career ought to be over, not necessarily or exclusively because of the women. It ought to be over for what he did with the nursing homes.
That's correct.
I mean, all right. Now we are finding out, because the Wall Street Journal has an interesting article, although I haven't read it all, but the Wall Street Journal is in their investigations, has said that the Cuomo office pressured hospitals and nursing homes to alter the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Pressured them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So That's falsifying data. And for nothing else, it may even be extortion. So, going back to, the piece that you just referred to about one more woman comes, that should be minor in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Okay.
He's past his usefulness.
Did you see where Michael Brown's father, and of course Michael Brown's a young man that was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, wants $20 million from Black Lives Matter because they apparently raked in. Yeah, they raked in $90 million during that time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I guess that's between he and Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, because he went on a big speaking deal about that on behalf of Black Lives Matter. They're the ones that paid to send him all around the country and all that stuff. I remember it very well when he was showing up on all these TV programs and rallies and this, that, and the other.
Well, that'll be an interesting one to watch, won't it?
Yeah, I'll take $20 million and I'll go back and hide again. Okay, Kamala must have felt like the queen that she's not yesterday when she cast the tie-breaking vote to launch the debate over the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill.
That's the second time that she's been called on in the Senate to break a tie vote. So, debate's fine. I mean, it's part of the procedure. If you've got a tie vote, you got to do that. So...
And you said it was 20 hours.
20 hours of debate.
Right.
I don't know how to use it all, but yes, it's 20 hours of debate.
Mm-hmm.
Which really, understand what debate is. Debate is nothing more than, whoever wants to speak, both sides of the aisle in the Senate, gets up and says why they should vote or why they shouldn't. Generally, the chamber is empty when that's going on. Mm-hmm. Nobody seems to ever really care or listen, but each of those senators that do get up and speak, it's on the record. Some of them, make significant statements, and it's important.
But
nobody ever listens. They all listen to each other.
By the way, there was a report the mainstream media put out there somewhere. One American News is reporting it. That hydroxychloroquine cost thousands of lives, which was not even remotely close to being true.
Okay.
Just part of the other disinformation program, right?
Exactly.
Mm. All right. Did you see about Justice Amy Coney Barrett yesterday issued her first major Supreme Court opinion, and she got kudos for that? In a 7-2 decision.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with what she did. That was her first one.
Yep, and that's good. And she was able to do the majority opinion, so there you go. Now, forget the COVID tests. The left isn't talking enough about the mental health crisis that we've got in this country from the coronavirus lockdowns, which is really getting over the top serious.
So what are you saying?
There are a lot of suicides out there now because people are locked down and they just can't take it anymore.
It's not even so much that the suicides, but it's the other damage that nobody's really speaking of either, and I'm not trying to minimize the suicides or the drug overdoses or all of that by a long stretch. But even in the classrooms, the way the classrooms themselves are designed, it is clinical, it is cold. They've got plexiglass, you can't get close to each other, you can't have a conversation with each other. Everybody's kind of segmented in these little cells. Now, I shouldn't say everybody, but in a lot of the school districts, to the point where the students going all the way down into elementary school feel as though that, yeah, they're in a building, they're in a classroom with their teachers, but there's no connection. It is still so sterile and so detached that the students feel like everybody's infected. Everybody is a disease. Everybody is tainted. And it's, that's adding to the number of mental health issues.
Mm. By the way, Joe Biden has blocked the $1,400 stimulus checks for about 16 million Americans after he tightened the income eligibility, lowered it down to $80,000 for the individuals and $160,000 for a couple, which is a lot lower than what it was supposed to be to begin with. But then again, why does somebody making $200,000 a year need $1,400?
Well, that's it. Now, here's another thing. He's also proposing subsidies, government subsidies, to pay for health care for households earning as much as $350,000.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Why is my question. Why?
Exactly.
Well, what's your thought?
I don't have a thought. I mean, there's something I can't explain anymore.
How about we just call it craziness?
Well, with the kind of money that, and believe me, for the sake of argument, with the $1.9 trillion passes, okay, that money doesn't even get spent until, like, 2022 and beyond. Now, right behind this, because they had a meeting yesterday, a Zoom meeting between the White House and Congress, we're now talking about infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're talking about moving around the money in the stimulus bill here, which they have. They got rid of the transportation projects for Schumer and Pelosi and several other things. And then all of a sudden this popped up. The U.S. Senate is mulling a $30 billion funding program to boost the chip-making sector. Again, I ask, what has that got to do with COVID?
Something is just very wrong. Where is this money supposed to be coming from?
They're printing it. We're not borrowing it. They're printing it.
Oh, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
How's your printer working up there?
I don't print. I haven't printed anything in years.
No, I mean, really. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. You might as well just go out there and print your own money anymore, folks, or Bitcoin or whatever the hell they're doing. All right. We'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day and stay low. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great stuff that she writes about there at the website, FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal judge has ordered a 2-month continuance in the case of the man who sat at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Richard Barnett erupted at the judge during the virtual hearing. The adjournment means he'll be detained until the next hearing.
A Dallas police officer with 13 years on the force has been charged with capital murder. Police Chief Eddie Garcia says Brian Reiser was charged after a man came forward claiming that Reiser had ordered him to kill a man and a woman in 2017.
There's an old adage in police work that says that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop. We hire individuals from the human race, and when we find individuals such as this, it's the actions that we take afterwards that we should be judged by. We will hold ourselves accountable to the highest levels.
Reiser is now on administrative leave. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. And all you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't get asked by either someone that's interested in going to the National Aviation Academy or a parent checking for their son or daughter or perhaps even a military person who has just got out of the service or may be retiring shortly that wants to know about National Aviation Academy. Well, number one, they're the real deal. And the way you can find out what they're all about is to give them a call and ask to take a tour at either the Concord, Massachusetts campus up there outside Boston. And that's a great area up there. By the way, you folks that keep calling me from Portland, Maine, that's closer to you than Florida is. But then again, if you want to come down here, that's okay, too. And in Clearwater, Florida, that's where the second campus is. Now, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That number is 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, their website is also NAA.edu, but either way you do it, check them out. This is a career that once you get in it, you'll go, why didn't I do this sooner? Now, National Guard troops have faced unusual restrictions and deployment delays from the senior Pentagon leaders amidst the attempted insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. This is just coming to light, including a more than three-hour wait for deployment approval, even as the rioters overran the halls of Congress. You know, there's way too many things going on here, folks, that just don't make any sense. That tell me that somebody either botched this all the way around or they did this intentionally so what could be accomplished could be accomplished. There's something really screwy here. Now, the Pentagon is also looking for a new way to screen social media as part of its background check process in an effort to prevent extremist behavior in the ranks. And, yes, they're still doing that. So be careful what you put on these social media sites. It could come back to bite you. And that includes people wanting to go to get work in different areas of the country, too. Now, a bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation to repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations for the use of military force in the Middle East amid the escalating tension between the U.S. and Iran. So what they're trying to do is keep the United States from doing something that could lead to a war. Well, I think it's a little late for that in what we just heard from with Israel. The defense secretary in Israel coming out and stating that they are preparing to take out Iran's nuclear facilities. Now, Capitol Police also say that they've uncovered intelligence of a possible plot by a militia group to breach the U.S. Capitol. This would have been yesterday, March the 4th, nearly 2 months after a mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the iconic building to try to stop Congress from certifying the now President Joe Biden's victory. That comes from the Associated Press. Their words, not mine. I read it word for a reason. And oh, by the way, today's March the 5th, yesterday was March the 4th, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. Imagine that. Told you so. The second they used the word Q and mentioned Q in the course of the discussion, I could have told you it was not going to happen. Not going to happen. And by the way, there's a lot of us that are beginning to think that this Q thing is something that's being operated by the other side of the fence to try to get a lot of the people that are already mad as hell over here on the right side of the fence upset so they'll do something stupid. Well, it could be. It's psyops. It's definitely a psyops they're doing. And back in 2018, when reports surfaced that the White House position, now retired one-star admiral representing Texas in the House of Representatives, had crashed a government vehicle while drunk, the Defense Department Inspector General investigation that followed dropped on Tuesday, bringing a much broader picture of misconduct. Now, this is Ronnie, I believe his name is Jackson, the congressman who was the chief White House doctor. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to create another facade there that, oh, look at this guy. He doesn't belong being in Congress. Well, tell him to go eat salt, will you? By the way, the U.S. is calling on German warships' plans to sail through the South China Sea in support of the rules-based order The United States hailed plans by NATO ally Germany to sail a warship across the contested South China Sea, calling it welcome support for a rules-based international order in the region, something that Washington says is now threatened by China. Well, yeah, it is. And by the way, a U.S. nuclear-capable long-range bomber flew over the capitals of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia this week in a show of solidarity with NATO allies amidst the concerns over a more assertive Russia. And the USS Donald Cook, a Navy-guided missile destroyer, is now part of a French aircraft carrier's escort in a NATO exercise in the Mediterranean Sea. We'll see how that works out. By the way, in an interim strategy, security strategy document released this week, the White House emphasized that the Biden administration views diplomacy as its first tool for national security issues and democracy as its greatest asset. Well, that's okay that the people you're talking to are paying attention. And one of America's most prominent national security advisors told lawmakers this week, and that was H.R. McMaster, remember him, ex-national security advisor under Donald Trump, took over after Lieutenant General Flynn had the problems he did, which he was not guilty of. Now, he said that Washington does not need to change its strategic ambiguity of policy towards Taiwan and a more explicit defense guarantee, while also calling for a larger military presence in the region to counter Beijing's operations there more aggressively. Also, if U.S. and Turkey, their relations were already strained under President Trump, Biden's pressure on Ankara raises questions about the relationship with a longtime NATO ally. He's giving Turkey the silent treatment. And the Missile Defense Agency is once again seeking public feedback on potential locations in Hawaii for a radio defense array in Hawaii after earlier dropping two proposed sites in the wake of public opposition. And we'll see how all that plays out. And don't forget that lawmakers are, and this is legislation sponsored by Tim Kaine, Democrat of Virginia, and Todd Young, Republican of Indiana, one a senator, one a congressman, to pull back the authority of the president on the 1991 and 2002 authorizations for the use of military force in the Middle East. They want that rescinded from Biden. So we'll see, and any other president, I might add, in the future. All right, we'll see what happens with that. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street. We got a lot of stuff to talk about there tonight, too. It's busy, busy, busy here in the Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke Talks America. And you hear her the second and fourth, oh, I'm sorry, the first and third Tuesday of each month, and her show is heard on my flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I take it when I get up to start my day because it helps you. And by the way, you folks out there that are suffering with arthritis or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, this product will take care of that severe and nagging pain you've got out there. And Relief Factor has what's called turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which goes straight to the source of the pain and helps to eliminate or lower the pain you're in. Plus, it also takes care of the inflammation that you might have with an injury. And it's 100% drug-free. That's a great important point. That also supports the healthy recovery that you'd be making. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. And see if it'll work for you. I mean, after all you've got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street up there in the frozen tundra. And you said it was 25, the wind was blowing off the water, and it was cold.
Man, it's cold outside. Hopefully we're going to get a break later on in the week next week. But, this weekend's going to be a cold one.
Well, you got to, because baseball's starting up here pretty cool up there.
Well, we got about another month, I think, before they end up getting going.
Got a month down here right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and, you know, they probably start a lot of games in the South rather than starting up here. At least you would hope they would schedule it that way because you get that odd weather in March and April.
Yeah, I think they have. So I think that's what they're doing. All right. Well, from Newsmax, you can expect higher prices and changes in the service industry post-COVID. My mind immediately went to the kiosks that you had at McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King's. I guess they're coming back.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be no doubt you're going to see more self-checkout lines. They're going to encourage more people to order via apps and have your things ready, paying by credit card rather than cash. The reality is that, you know, one of these self-checkout machines at a grocery store or a Home Depot or a Lowe's or whatever it may be, you know, it costs them about a week's worth of salary, week and a half worth of salary of someone that's actually standing there working. So, it's just inevitable that this is the direction that they're going to head, especially if they, force those, stores to, you know, pay money that they can't afford to pay.
Now, there was a warning put out there by a group of economists yesterday about the fact that Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan could destroy people's IRAs and 401ks. In what way were they talking about there?
Well, I think they're talking about the value of money. Again, you know, you're going to print that much money along with, you know, the Federal Reserve and spend that much money. You know, obviously it's going to inflate certain asset classes, but it's also going to be inflating prices, which it's been doing. Your dollar does not go as far as it used to. I don't care what the Federal Reserve is saying. I don't care what anybody is saying. I mean, we all can see with our own eyes what things cost. And it's more and more expensive. I mean, it's times I'll go and you order a cup of coffee and you get yourself a deli sandwich and you look down and you just said, I spent how much? It's shocking sometimes how expensive things have gotten.
Now, we've heard a lot about the antitrust investigations out there, but here's a new one. Apple is now facing a United Kingdom antitrust investigation into their app store.
Well, that's been an issue over here as well, based upon the percentage that they take when it comes to, you know, selling apps on their app store, and you know, people saying that they, you know, because Apple and their entire ecosystem is you know, it's very difficult to break into. They have to approve it, but different than Android, that it's a monopolistic type of a situation. Listen. People buy Apple for a reason, that's fine. If they want to charge a certain amount of money for an app, they're going to get it. That's just the reality. And they've got some other things that they're coming out with their operating systems that I think people are going to kind of gravitate to and make them even more popular with some of the non-tracking features that they're going to put with their apps coming up this spring.
Do you remember the young black man that was killed in Ferguson, Michael Brown?
The gentle giant.
His father now is demanding $20 million from Black Lives Matter because they raked in a cool $90 million from all the stuff that went on in Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, I gave me a chuckle. You know, Michael Brown's father said that, well, it was his son and the death of his son that started the BLM movement, and they need to send $20 million to Ferguson. And he said it's going to be to work within the community. Right. Sure it is. Again, they learned from Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They're just following in their footsteps.
Yeah, and I'll bet you he'll be the one in charge, and about $2 or $3 million of it will go in his pocket.
Probably more than that.
Okay. By the way, Larry Kudlow's back on television. You knew that, right?
Yes.
He's on Fox Business, I believe. He came out yesterday and said vaccinations, not the COVID-19 stimulus bill, is the key to national recovery.
Well, it's most certainly a step in the right direction, but we also need some forward thinking as well. We've got to, you know, recognize that we're going to have to make some changes in urban areas. I think that it might be good to, set up some planning boards, some zoning boards in cities that people have moved out of and look to convert maybe some of this commercial space into residential. There's going to be issues with that as well because then you're going to flood the market with extra units against supply and demand, driving existing prices down. But things are not going to change in these places unless there's some forward thinking there. Getting the vaccine out, getting people back is fine, but we've got to recognize that the landscape is going to be different on the other side.
Now, do you have a lot of clothes in your closet that might not fit?
I have stuff that fits me from the 1990s still.
How about your wife? Women always seem to have something that doesn't quite fit, right?
Women have stuff that they get bored of and they end up getting rid of.
All right. Well, I got to wait for you to make some money. Now, let's start with Ralph Lauren. That's a clothier, correct?
Yes.
They have started a rental program for their clothing line. You don't want to buy it? Rent it.
Yeah, well, there was the other companies that were doing this. It was called Rent the Runway.
Yep.
There was a couple others as well that were doing this where you basically, you rent your clothes and, you get your wardrobe. And they weren't doing the companies, Rent the Runway, whatnot. I mean, they had customers, but they're one of those businesses that they had customers and revenues, but they weren't making any money. I don't know if the major, clothes manufacturers, again, they're making their own clothes so they can, eliminate a middleman in that situation, might fare a little bit better. The issue is that, with women, they like a lot of diversity in their wardrobe. They don't like just one brand. It might work with men because, you get certain styles, whatnot, Brooks Brothers, Ralph Lauren, and you go in a certain direction. But women, they're kind of all over the place. So they would have to have multiple companies doing the same thing.
Well, my theory is as long as the blue jeans fit, I'll wear them.
There you go.
All right. The initial job claims, jobless benefits claims, rose slightly last week. A little bit of a surprise. But then again, I'm saying, when are all these oil workers going to be applying for unemployment?
Well, that's part of it, too. But another part of it as well is, like I said, the many companies now, you mentioned it yesterday, Disney, shutting down 60
yep.
stores. A lot of companies now, in particular bigger companies, now feel that it's politically correct, if you would, not a public relations nightmare, to cut back on their workforce, to cut back on their footprint now that we're on the other side of this pandemic, and they're going to do so. These may have been things that they were planning on doing prior to the pandemic, but the pandemic also gives them an excuse where they're not going to come under fire.
All right, well, here comes the music. I'll let you go. You have yourself a great weekend up there, and I hope it warms up real soon for you. Otherwise, come on down.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. Go over there, check out all the great things that he has to offer. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And you can hear his program on many of these stations and a whole bunch more over the weekend, too. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because I'm coming right back with Frank Salvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.